Module 7, Educate Prospects. Part of developing the relationship with potential customers requires educating them about you and your company. Sharing knowledge and displaying expertise by creating content, standing out from the competition, filling needs, and delivering on promises will develop trust with consumers and expand the customer base. Content creation. Never underestimate the importance of creating impressive content. In order for content to be effective, however, it must be professional and informative. There are many different avenues of content creation, and you may develop it yourself or hire an expert. Types of content you can create: newsletters, case studies, blogs and vlogs, which are video blogs, podcasts, webinars, social media, interviews, books. Once you have created content, you need to do everything that you can to share it. Apply the skills and marketing methods to help spread your knowledge. Stand out from the competition. Standing out from the competition relates back to branding. Remember that your brand is your public image. Your brand will help differentiate you from the competition. Once you understand your customers and how your brand relates to them, you need to establish your niche and take on roles specific to your company. For example, a company that offers delivery or free gift wrap will stand out from competitors. Once you know how you stand out from the competition, you must advertise it to your prospects. Fill customer needs. As we have already established, you will never develop prospects without establishing value for your customers. It is a good idea to gather data about what your prospects want and then find gaps in your competition that your business will be able to fill. For example, you should improve customer service if your prospects have a problem with the customer service of your competition. Once this is done, you must educate your prospects about the ways in which you will fill their needs. Always deliver on promises. Part of educating consumers is showing that you always deliver on promises. Customers will share their experiences, and it will damage your chances with new prospects if you develop a reputation for not keeping your promises. The best way to deliver on your promises is to avoid overpromising. While you should go the extra mile for prospects and customers, never make promises that you know you can't keep. If you develop a reputation for keeping your promises, you improve your standing with your prospects. Case study. Heather is having trouble pulling new customers to her business. Joe, her competition, seems to have very loyal customers who feel that Joe is meeting all of their needs. Heather investigates Joe's company to see what makes him so successful. She soon discovers that many customers are frustrated that his company closes too early for working parents. Heather chooses to cater to the working parent, a large demographic in her area. She expands her hours and offers a delivery service for a fee. She educates prospects about her differences, and her sales increase by 20% in the first 3 months.